Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
On the thing.
Yeah.
Are you fixing it? You can hear it? Like,
how do you have that come look
like on the air or hello? 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 I can hear it. Nora, just take it off. We're working on it. Jason, you got it?
Just a little taste.
The thing. Like, were we having problems with that? I need 5 more minutes. Call me back. Jason, is it not?
Yeah, you're good.
God, I hate technology.
Sorry.
Suck.
Can you hear me? Can I hear me? Which microphones are we using? Microphone 4
and 3.
Which one's this? 1.
Yeah,
so
1, 4, 3.
Can you hear my voice? I'm sorry, I can't hear it right now.
Yeah,
can you hear Nora?
Yes, I hear you.
And can you hear, you can hear everything? Hello? I can hear myself now. That's perfect. You guys good? Is everyone's voices playing?
Can you hear me?
Hi, this is True Achillean, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Okay, so that must mean we are live on the air. And okay, so basically he's about to call in. We've got this underlying track of whale noises, which I find very soothing. And this is going to be very freeform. Also, Nora, if you have battery on your phone, can you do a voice memo? Because we can get, like, depth of it.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
I'm trying to find a way to...
So, everybody, this is truly freeform radio. We are currently trying to figure out how to work computers, and we are recording. We are live, and we are okay. So we got this. Screen recording, video recording. That. Okay, we're live on the air. Jason, are you ready?
Yep.
This is gonna be fun. You guys need to come where you can kind of see, though. So we're gonna. Oh, shit. Can you guys see here? Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
One second. Stay on the line just a sec. Let me make sure everything's live.
I just need to get the recording set up.
Okay. Did you find out how to do it? Jason, yeah. Is there a way to limit the volume on just this part? Sure. On the FaceTime?
Yeah, there should be. Go to the FaceTime.
Okay. Preferences? Yeah. Oh, geez. Nice. Does it say anything? Oh no. Prawn, talk.
Hello.
Okay.
Are we live?
Let me.
Right,
yeah,
now?
We're turning you up. We're trying to get it.
Click video.
Video. Okay. It's okay. We got this. Okay, Prawn. Sorry. Somewhat new to the program. Keep talking. Just talk about your day while we're getting this set up.
Yeah. So. Woke up. Shit, when did I wake up? So first of all, I've been on this insane roll of like
sleep. Can you guys hear?
Deprivation.
Can we hear it through the monitor? Is that a thing? Wait, just one sec, Prawn. Does it sound normal? I can only hear my own voice, but everything sounds good and we're ready to have a conversation.
Yeah, I will let you know if you're not.
Okay. Absolutely. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Already.
Prawn.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, let's talk. What do you think about it?
What do I think about what?
What do you think about it? Ask him.
About it. Pardon?
Yeah, tell him about it.
Like anything?
Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, yeah, okay. So back to where I was going is, essentially I've been on this like insane roll of fucking sleep deprivation where I've just like been going deeper and deeper into it where, you know, it's almost like you develop this state of like extreme dementia. And it's crazy because you get into this really like emotionally fragile state. And like, it's, you know, it's like at some points you just like raw adrenaline. And at other points you just feel like completely fucking dead. And that's kind of what I've been going through recently. So I decided, you know what? I saw a commercial for these male enhancement pills by Alex Jones, Super Male Vitality. So I said, okay, what is my brain gonna do when I give myself sleep deprivation and combine that with super male vitality? And the answer was just like fucking madness. I, like, the level of function that I went was like triple what you see from any other guy. I mean, the output that was coming out of me was just unreal.
Wait, how was your knowledge intake?
Dude, I'll be real with you. My knowledge intake is a lot higher than just about any other fucking I'm in the top 1% of knowledge intake right now. I'm reading at least 5 books a day. Mm-hmm. 5 books. Not children's books. Big mm-hmm. boy books. Big boy books.
Big boy books.
Yes.
Like what? What have you been reading?
Yeah, so let me just pull it up because my memory's been fading. So recently I read a book called The Buy Side. That was interesting. I've been I read this other book. So basically my memory is really, really fucked up because of the sleep deprivation. And like my mind, it's like takes a while for me to recall shit. But I read this really good book actually. It was called The Way of Men by Jack Donovan. And then I read his sequel called Becoming a Barbarian by Jack Donovan, which really, really just kind of inspired me recently. Do you want me to just keep talking about those books?
Did you get my text?
Yeah.
So, like, what do you think about the election?
What do I think about the election?
Roy Moore. How do you feel? Doug Jones.
So I'll be really fucking real with you. I have not read the news in ages. If you're talking about the elections that just happened in the Republic of Congo, I know one, a really influential rebel militant group just elected a new tribal leader. And, you know, Mulukuku DJ, I don't think he has what it takes to lead the anti-government forces.
Oh my God. Mulukate?
Yeah.
I'm sad to hear you say that though, because I did notice an NPR article.
I'm on a radio show.
Hi, good morning.
This is
interesting.
So what were you saying? I mean, what's your take on
He's
that?
He's like a poorly dressed Hugh Hefner. But what were we talking about?
Yeah, that's.
Can you tell him I said that? Just real quick.
Yeah, can you just let him know?
So.
Not no. Wait, Pran. You're making it seem like a joke. It's not. Just tell him.
Yeah, just tell
I'm
him.
I'm trying to. It's like his mom has cancer, but it's a little more serious. Go ahead.
Okay. He thinks that you look like a poorly dressed Hugh Hefner. Thank you.
No.
He says thank you.
No. Okay, Pran, what were we on?
We're
on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is True at Killian. Go ahead.
So we're on the Republic of Congo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, I don't tell a lot of people this, but I'm essentially this hyper masculine expert on tribal politics. There is probably I don't like to brag, but there's probably nobody who can speak on what's going on politically in the world better than me right now. I mean, I'm so deep. I'm like 12 inches deep into research right
now. Wait, would you say you're balls deep?
I am balls deep, and it's very like I am so deep that really like you know you ever
Pran,
get to that,
I hear you
that point you ever get to that point where you're so deep into research that you just start having these insights and these idea babies and you don't really know where they're coming from?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
That's where I'm at right now.
Oh my God,
really fucking deep, so deep. But basically, I've been reflecting a lot on the war on masculinity. Essentially, there's an entire political machine designed to rob you
of your, like, wait, are you telling me that they're systematically approaching this?
Oh, I mean, very, very systematic. I mean, do you think, and I'm telling you this because I have sources that pretty much point to high-level Antifa officials essentially being CIA agents. I mean, you think that political movements like this just spring up organically. They don't. There are very, very deep undercover CIA, NSA, you know, social justice operatives in here who are basically deciding the direction of third wave feminism, social justice. I mean, there's so much momentum behind all of this. And I know this because these organizations are essentially employing professional brainwashers who don't believe any of this. They don't believe any of this crap, but they write it on their blogs, and it's essentially this movement towards cognitive dissonance to see how far we can push people's minds and until we completely destroy their logical faculties, but most importantly destroy masculinity. Because if you think about it, the origin of all civilization is in a way, it starts, you know, where the perimeter is always defined in a very primitive masculine way. The freedom to be effeminate comes from the ability of men to be aggressive and assert their dominance on the environment. So that's the main issue. There's a movement to basically suppress that. You think toxic masculinity, but it goes deeper at the chemical level. I'm talking tap water. I've been sampling tap water all around Boston, and especially at Tufts, the tap water is really, really bad. We're finding all sorts of chemicals that damage fertility levels, lower sperm counts, lower testosterone. If you look actually on campus, there are a lot of men that are suffering from severe cuckolding on Tufts. Some of them are on Harvard. And what you find is they're essentially not even men anymore. They're almost like this hybrid, basically completely devoid of natural masculinity. They're essentially just suffering complete misery. They can't talk. They can't speak. They can't shake a hand firmly. And they need real, real saving. I mean, they need real saving. I can't save them all alone. I've saved like 3 men here in Boston. That's the best I can do. I mean, it's a big movement. The strong men have to come, and we can start by, if you go to Alex Jones's website and you buy Super Male Vitality, that's like one of the biggest starts actually counteracting the chemical effects of the entire establishment and what they're doing.
Pran, let me ask you, can you hear the recording, Pran? You should go online to the website so you can hear what we're hearing. I think you'll enjoy it.
The recording.
Wait, can you guys still hear the music?
Yeah, no music.
Is there a way we can get that?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, what's the website you need me to go to?
Jason, will you tell them how to get to the WMFO website? It's just the WMFO website. Will you just say
WMFO.com?
WMFO.org. I saw a .org that came up. Okay, yeah. At 91.5 FM.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yes, I think so.
91.5? Okay, now what do you need me to do?
I just want you to...
How do you guys know each other?
Oh, shit, we're getting a call.
Should we touch on this?
Okay, wait, I got this. One second. Phone...
Is it the 855-915-966? Yeah, WMFO.org.
Hi, we're just one second. We're trying to work this out here really quick so we can get you on the air. Let me turn you up just a sec.
Oh, do we have a caller?
I believe so. Mike 1 is on.
That's amazing. Okay.
Can you guys hear anything? Caller, you are on the air.
I can hear me on the radio.
Hello?
I was just wondering how much longer this interview is going to go on.
We're not sure. Is it...
So, I cannot hear the caller.
Just a sec, Ron.
Yeah.
Who is this calling in?
This is Thomas Marvelli calling from Boston.
Oh.
And I was just wondering how much longer the interview is going to go on for.
We're not sure, sir. We're Skyping.
You're not sure? All right. Well, because I was really enjoying the tunes before, but...
Okay.
I just heard somebody talking about cuckolding, which sounds interesting, but I was really enjoying the tunes.
Okay, let me try and figure out the music. We're new to running the station. Let me look into that, sir. Thank you very much.
All right, well, I'll keep listening in, and if you guys get it figured out, I'll give you a ring back.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, one second, Prawn. One second. Prawn, I'm gonna try and get this worked out really quick just on the... this side of things.
Yeah, no problem. Hey. Hello. Yeah, so I kind of hear, I see that little spike in volume as I talk. He didn't like the music. Can you play the Russian national anthem?
I can hear you guys, but I think you got the facts wrong. I liked the music. I was questioning the interview, that's all.
Okay. I'm
And now that you guys are playing some Outkast, that sounds fantastic.
Is it? Are you vibing?
You're a little muffled on my end.
Okay. Sorry, we're new to the studio, so we're still trying to get all the logistics worked out, but just like,
all right, well,
we really
keep playing some jams, because that was Outkast is the way to go. The interview
Outkast
was a bit questionable.
Is out of here, dude. Out of here in a good way. You feel?
Who's on the line? Is he a cuck?
I appreciate you calling me. Wait, Prawn.
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
This is Thomas again, calling from Boston.
Wait, Prawn. Are you in on the call?
I just called.
Yeah, I'm on the call. I'm here.
Prawn, can you hear Thomas?
I cannot hear Thomas. So here's the thing. I cannot hear any audio coming in on your system. I can only hear through a microphone.
Did you not find it on WMFO.org? There should be a live stream.
So I'm looking for live.
In the meantime, let's just.
It just says donate about schedule contact, get involved. So I'm really looking for the. It says listen now. Yep, that seems to be it. Okay.
Okay,
all right, I'll call back in a bit once you guys get that figured out.
Thanks, my dude.
Okay, okay, cool. So I can hear... Hey, Truett, do me a favor. Yeah. Mute yourself on FaceTime.
Okay.
So I can... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
So press the mute button on FaceTime so I can only hear the radio.
You hear me? Brian, can you hear?
Hey, what's up? So, am I live?
You're live on the air. Thomas, this one goes out for you. Go ahead, Brian. We're continuing the interview. Come on! We're continuing the fucking interview!
Bron, talk to me. We're on the air. Bron.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
So, where do you want me to pick off? Yeah. So ask me some questions.
Do you have your phone?
No, I'm here.
No,
I'm
do you have your phone, though? Since the audio delay. You just call me. Okay. So you keep the FaceTime going exactly like it's doing. Call me on your... Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Kid, are you there? I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yo, dude. Yeah. Yo, dude, I'm talking. So I was listening to it live. There's like this massive delay in the audio.
Any ideas, my dude? Mr. Tech Guy?
What's wrong?
There's this delay, and so he can't really hear us. Wait, he can hear us talking, though.
Yes, but it's delayed, so by the time it's...
Oh, okay. I'm the new...
So he's
hey,
best...
Prawn, you come back. You just talk to us. Wait a minute, Prawn. Prawn. You call into the station. Prawn, do you have your phone? Prawn. You got your phone? Right? Call 617-513-30304.
Hey.
Yeah.
So basically,
sorry.
This delay.
Okay.
The live stream, there's a delay.
I know. Oh, Prawn, call the number I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Just call the number I'm about to text you, okay?
Is it?
Jesus Christ. I wanna make this bad.
Gentle soldier, and for depression is a virus that can undermine us. Heroes never cry. Headaches, spend all, work hard, spend all. Character assassination, an inverted face, the enemy is our.
Dude,
this is gonna be so bad.
Thank you for calling WMFO. Tufts.
We're back again. Grab a chest as everybody sings. Gonna break time, I'll show you how. Gonna blast for your parents in love. Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Why are you singing like that? It's not dead. Oh, I can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Am I everything you need to better
rock the body? Dude, that's not good music.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Hello. Talk to me. Talk to me. I think you're on the air. Talk to me. Talk to me here. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's so, I mean, very vaguely. You have to get closer to the speaker or something.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, wait, never mind. You're loud. I got you.
Are you good?
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Yep, I'm good. I can hear you.
Can we hear him?
Awesome.
Thomas, this is the DJ.
Thomas, say something.
Okay, basically,
I do not hear Thomas.
No, you don't hear Thomas. We don't hear Thomas. Thomas was a listener of ours, and we're trying to make him happy. And he wanted us to play.
You know what?
What? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
What do you think?
What? I cannot hear you over the music.
So you cannot hear my voice right now.
Hello, are you there?
Wait, can you... Hello?
Hello.
Ooh. I just... I really love this song. I thought about playing it earlier, but
I got a call from a lovely gentleman caller. His name was Thomas. Oh, he loved this song. And Thomas, I appreciate that. I appreciate it so much. I hope you love it. I'm a serenade you.
This Friday, comedy doesn't get any bigger. Ferdinand, rated PG.
This is one of my favorite songs in the world. I feel like it really resonates with me, you know? I hear the whale frequencies and they really talk to me in a phenomenal way. And I don't know I was jamming with Thomas in his car on his radio to some Outkast, but I really gotta tell you, this is such a good song. It literally sounds like we're in the ocean. Jason, weigh in on this. Talk to me. Hi, Jason. How are you feeling?
Good. I know how you love your whale sounds, Trit.
Is this whale sounds? Or is this the sounds of the future?
It's up to the people to decide, Trit.
Is it?
Yep.
Well... sad that we lost Thomas. I do feel like talking to Thomas was something phenomenal, though.
Get up.
Thomas, I'm...
in the sky.
I'm just... Oh, Thomas. You were such a good caller. Thomas?
Eat your breakfast and you'll be fine. Everybody, engine, sit down. Quiero bar de ego showtime. Negate na. Haya oki de mo baite kiru yo.
I didn't realize anyone listened to this. That's so funny.
I know. That was good though.
Living my way, no day is the same, but sometimes I'm a bit late. When I hit on a long pathway, that's my cue to enter. I finish counting my 40 wins, and then I remember there's so much stuff to do. Right now I just want to sleep because I'm picking up the phone. First then it's essential.
Max,
Well, hello there. Hello.
The mics. Thank you. Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm free.